Now, for our geo quiz today, we visit the Horn of Africa. We're looking for a region of northwestern Ethiopia. Here's how the BBC's Will Ross describes it.
We're in the middle of the rainy season, so the place is fairly green, but you see a lot of donkeys being used to transport materials around. You also see cattle in the rural areas and people growing fields of maize. So it is a very, very poor area, although there has been quite a bit of development recently. And in fact, there's a very good tarmac road that runs right through the region here. So you have the unusual sight of seeing donkeys and carts going along a pretty flashy road.
This region is home to an ethnic people who speak the Amharic language, and it's home to Lake Tana, a source of the Blue Nile. In a few minutes, we'll be back with the name of this region, but we've already got today's winners in our GeoQuiz texting game. They are Harshan in San Diego, Janice in Chicago, and Raul in El Portal, Florida. If you want to play along next time, just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. That's 69866. Earlier, we were looking for a northwestern region of Ethiopia. Amhara is the answer to our geo quiz. South Africa's Archbishop Desmond Tutu and other dignitaries were there today. Their goal was to raise awareness about child marriage, a common practice in Amhara. The BBC's Will Ross is in the region's capital, Bahir Dar. He says half the girls in Amhara are married before the age of 15.
This is a deeply rooted culture of early marriage. We've been out in the villages and met some people who even married as young as 8 years old. One of the reasons this happens is because this is a very poor area, and the girl's family often wants to get the bride price from the groom's family. And also there is a phenomenon that's been going on here for some years, which is basically the abduction of girls. Girls are actually seized by men and then taken away to be wives. So some families think that if they marry their girls off early, they'll avoid that threat of abduction. But it's a complicated society in a way, and it is a practice which many people find shocking. But as I say, it is deeply ingrained, and it'll take quite something to change it.
Interestingly, National Geographic has an article in its June issue about child brides around the world, and in it, author Cynthia Gorney writes that the husbands may be young men or middle-aged widowers or abductors who rape first and claim their victims as wives afterwards, as is the practice in certain regions of Ethiopia. Is Amhara the only region where this happens, or is it kind of all over Ethiopia?
Well, Amhara is certainly the place where the highest number of girls do get married at a very young age. Although, to be honest, from the villages we've been out in, it seems that the boys are not particularly happy with the practice either. I met one couple where the girl was married at the age of 13 and the boy was married at 18. And he said basically it was pressure from both of their sets of parents that had forced them to get married. So, yes, it does go on in different parts of the country, but certainly here in Amhara, it's the most extreme.
Are the girls this happens to protesting about it, or do they kind of go along with this deeply ingrained kind of ritual?
Well, I think for generations, in fact, you know, it's been something where the girls have not really had a voice. We spoke to one woman who said when she was just a young teenager, her parents said, right, you're getting married, and she wanted to run away, but then she was told that that would break up the whole family. She was even told that her mother would commit suicide if she ran away, and she must go ahead with it. So I think what's changing now is the girls are starting, in some areas where some pilot projects have been set up, they're starting to sort of feel that they do have a voice. This is what the elders, including Desmond Tutu, have been witnessing, and although they've all been pretty shocked by what they saw, they're pretty impressed by the progress that's being made by these new developments that the government is pushing.
So Archbishop Desmond Tutu was there in Bahir Dar today, and he's gone back to Addis Ababa, the capital. What can he do to raise awareness about this problem?
Well, Desmond Tutu and the other elders who are here, they're taking part in a conference that's about to begin, a two-day conference in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, where they're trying to sort of shine a light on the issue of child marriage and girls getting married at such a young age. And I think the feeling is that in the past, it's been a rather taboo subject. Messing around with people's culture was not seen as something that was good, and it was seen as really interfering in other people's lives. But now I think the elders have made the point that, you know, in order to help people develop and to correct what are really gross human rights violations, the culture will have to change, even though that's going to be a very difficult journey.
The BBC's Will Ross in Bahir Dar in Ethiopia. Thanks very much, Will.
Absolute pleasure.